Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The right fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Hewson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Hewson. And now, play ball. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garrison. Epps reaches second base with a double. Clary moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clary scores. Epps scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a fly ball into center field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazor. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Lazor steals second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien takes first base on ball four. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock takes first base on ball four. Lazor moves to third. Lupien moves to second. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lazor scores. Lupien moves to third. Peacock moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Epps is called out on strikes. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom strikes out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazor hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lupien bunts in front of the plate. Hayes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Peacock bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Lupien moves to second. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Lupien moves to third. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of lobs. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Lupien scores. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Epps hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of lobs. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman bunts towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-2 in the game. Potter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peacock bunts in front of the plate. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up Lupien. Two outs. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewson bunts between the mound and first base. Potter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hewson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clary strikes out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Epps bunts towards the mound. Hewson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground for a single. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich bunts towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Newsom moves to second. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Newsom steals third. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Garrison moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doerr is walked intentionally. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lazor. Burns reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive towards right. Metkovich catches it and throws to second to double up Burns. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peacock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewson bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Peacock moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-3 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Epps takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Epps. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Epps steals second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn is walked intentionally. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-4 in the game. Garrison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-4 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-4 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lazor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to third. Pete Fox pinch runs for Johnny Lazor. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peacock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tabor scores. There goes Fox trying to get to home. Lobbs throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Fox, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Metkovich now playing center field. Pete Fox now playing right field. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Epps strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 4 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 5 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Doerr steals second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Tabor strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Doerr steals third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.